It's a beautiful day to have some final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
I'm going to say what's at stake is the emotional maturity of a young team. And what I mean by that is we all know the Packers are coming off of a big week two game. They said all week last week leading up to Seattle, it's just another game. It's week two. We have to be businesslike about it. And they were. Now we'll find out if they were really telling the truth, because they will have to match the intensity of a steaming mad Kansas City team that has had extra time to stew over a really tough loss from a week ago Thursday against Denver, or Kansas City would be, probably should be coming in here 2-0.
11 days. That's almost like a bye week.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think is at stake. The Packers have an opportunity this weekend to start to put some real distance between themselves and the rest of the NFC North. Chicago is in Seattle. Detroit hosts Denver. With a win, the Packers could go to a three-game lead over each of those teams. And Minnesota is hosting San Diego. That's no soft touch there.
Yeah, San Diego's a good squad.
So, you know, you start talking about fast starts. Whoa, 3-0 could go a long way toward winning this division again. Mike, who's your player to watch?
I'm going to pick Sam Shields at corner for the Packers. We've seen, two different games, you might say, from Shields the first 2 weeks. Didn't play all that well against Chicago, had some missed tackles and whatnot. Chicago really challenged him both with the run and the pass to his side. The Seahawks, they threw the bubble screen on the first play. Shields went up and made the tackle, and Shields didn't get challenged by the Seahawks the rest of that game. So the Kansas City Chiefs have a speed burner, Jeremy Maclin at wide receiver. Sam Shields is the Packers' fastest cornerback. I would expect a fair amount of the time for Shields to be on Maclin, and if the Chiefs are going to make a big play down the field, I think it's going to be to Maclin against Sam.
Mike, my player to watch is David Bakhtiari, the Packers' left tackle, and it's because he's going to be blocking Tom Bahaly, who was a tremendous force in the Chiefs' upset win over the Packers in 2011. He was the guy that disrupted Aaron Rodgers all day long.
Just never quits.
He has one of the highest revving motors I have ever seen, and it's Justin Houston that has the sacks and not Tom Bahaly, but it's Tom Bahaly who I think energizes that team and makes that defense, makes that pass rush what it is. Mike, the Packers win if they stop Jamaal Charles. It's as simple as it was for Seattle stopping Marshawn Lynch. Stop Lynch, win. They did. Stop Charles, Packers will win.
All right, and I'm going to say the Packers win if, to cue off of what you said in the last segment, they stop the pass rush and protect Aaron Rodgers. The Seattle defensive ends got up the field. Rodgers was able to step up and get out. You mentioned Justin Houston, Tom Bahaly. Those guys are going to come after Rodgers just like Seattle's defensive ends did. You know, I don't know what the number is. Maybe it's 2 sacks or less, 3 sacks or less. I don't think you shut out this type of pass rush. But if Rodgers can do what he did, and if the pass protection can do what it did against Seattle, I think the Packers will win this game. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts, but stay with us on Packers.com during Monday night's game for your quarter-by-quarter summaries and updates in the blog, Ask Vic Halftime. Send this guy your questions. After the game, we will live stream the press conferences of Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. Also, Larry McCarron will have his one-on-one with the head coach and all of your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.